Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody! It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. If you're listening to us live, it's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your tympanic membranes are being tickled by us out there. If it ain't that time, then you're listening to a rerun or a great, wonderful, wrapped up in a beautiful package type bowed gift for you on a podcast. Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America? Thank you for joining us. Viva la resistance!
Viva la resistance. Fucking taunts, everybody. Yeah. Thanks for joining us here. You can participate if you like. Tweet us. We've got our Twitter stream open, warm and splashing on our faces at Crab Diving on the Twitter. And if you go to our at Crab Diving on the Twitter, you can also follow us on the Periscope stream that we have going. A little bit of video for y'all so you can see our wonderful visages.
Yeah. Look on us. Adore us.
Look on us. Watch
fantasize.
Us.
Fantasize.
Watch me drink whiskey. A lot going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. We like to cover all the right-wing nutjobbery, assholery, dickwatery, bullshit.
Dickwatery.
And etc. here. We cover the news. We cover funny stories and all kinds of stuff. You can call us if you like. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
You are out of frame on Periscope. I fucked up.
I am out of frame on Periscope.
God, you can tell I didn't go to film school.
Let me get to the... Let's see if I can find the Sarah Palin headline.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Am I good now? From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, these are the headlines. Dateline, June the 17th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are the headlines. We'd like to go over to the commie, pinko, liberal, Huffington Post.
Fuck you.
See what's going on in the world. The headline there. I wonder if Ariana gets to pick the headlines, if she's like, oh, I don't like that one. I like the other one.
Ariana Grande?
Oh.
She the chick that gets carried around?
This, yeah.
She's fun size.
Like a Muppet. This, except you probably can't put your hand inside. She probably frowns on that.
Just got to ask nicely.
Maybe a couple of meth tablets. You don't take meth in tablet form. That shows my my dumb stupidity as far as drugs go.
I don't know.
Than the kind that's green and grows.
You can take meth in a tablet form. Just ask Pfizer. I'm sure they have something very similar. I think meth is
Effexor.
Yeah. I'll just say I think meth is a snorter.
Or a smoker, right?
Smoker or
possibly.
Snorter. Butt chugger.
Meth aficionados, give us a call. 855-862. No, that's the old one. 301-310-80. What is our fucking...
323-601-LIBS.
Yeah. I was just going to give you guys my personal phone number to call me.
Oh, I know your phone number.
But only if you have, cash.
You know, that it's the only phone number I know, other than my own. I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot of others either, but And but the reason is we've known each other is from, like, I know yours from Chicago.
The Bronze Age.
Yeah, the Bronze Age. So, and I still remember my mom's that I from when I grew up.
Yeah.
And that's probably the only other number I can really remember.
Damn.
The Huffington Post, commie pinko liberal. Huffington Post is
Fuck
a picture
you.
Of this one's going to test our ability to be above being assholes. It's going to be difficult because there is news that, oh, it's not the real news. I thought it was real. It says ailing with a photograph of none other than Roger Ailes.
Yes.
The uber poobah evil propaganda meister dickwad.
I heard he was going to be a judge on America's Next Top Model this season. Right. I mean, why not? I can't think of a better person.
And only, well, he's going to try to find new anchors, right?
He puts a lot of chicks to work.
They have said that he received a firm-handed rebuke.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he got some rebukage going on there from the Fox chairman, you know, the old Eye of Sauron himself. Rupert Murdoch has announced that he's going to be stepping down as CEO of Fox.
How sad.
21st Century Fox. And Roger Ailes, the Fox News.
Yes.
Let's see, if Sauron is Rupert.
Oh, shit.
Roger Ailes might be Saruman, who was Christopher Lee, who passed recently.
Hello,
right,
nerds. But to me, the problem with the Lord of the Rings, like, all those bad guys are just dudes that shoot fire out of their stick. They all look the same to me.
Take penicillin for that.
Hey, Doc, you're never going to believe. I got balefire coming out of my wiener hole.
Well, I guess last week when it was announced that the old man was stepping down, Rupert Murdoch, and that he was, you know, because this is how business works these days, like,
yes,
a fucking fiefdom. He's handing over the reins to his fucking son.
We live in a fucking oligarchy. No,
giant mega corporation.
Isn't that right?
And just gets handed down to the fucking son, like Walmart. You know, those people work so hard scrabbling out of that vag.
Oh yeah, it's difficult.
So it's gonna here it is. He had said, Roger Ailes came out and said, well, even if he leaves, I'm still going to be reporting only to Rupert.
Is that being retired?
Now, a joint statement from Lachlan and James and from 21st Century Fox says that, well, actually, Fox News chairman and CEO Roger Ailes will be reporting to James and Lachlan Murdoch. So they're saying it's a little bit of a cock slap,
yes,
at Ailes, because he was like, I'm only going to report to Rupert. And they're like, no, you're not.
No.
You're going to report to us, motherfucker.
But what does he get paid? Does he make six figures, Roger? What does he give a shit?
Seven figures.
You pay me that much, I'll report to whoever the fuck you want me to, and I won't say shit.
CEO. He's the CEO of Fox News.
Wow.
Chairman and CEO.
Wow, that's something to be embarrassed of, no?
And he does the measurement to make sure that
he's part of the problem.
All the skirts are 2 inches above the knee, at least.
God.
And jeez, higher.
What a bunch of assholes. They're ruining this country, Fox. I mean, you know, just making the people more stupid.
Ruined.
Oh, we're ruined.
One could say.
We're done.
We're trying to get it back. Didn't Donald Trump yesterday admitted this country's not great anymore? Because I'm going to make this country great, because I'm the greatest and the best at everything, and it's going to be great again.
Didn't he also say that not all Mexicans are rapists? On a tweet or something?
Sort of. He said in that, his rambling, I'm going to be president speech.
God, he's so dumb.
He said that Mexico isn't, didn't he say it something like Mexico isn't sending their best over here? All we're getting are the criminals and the rapists and stuff. So somebody did a meme, if you go to our Facebook. Somebody did a meme that we shared, facebook.com/crabdiving. It's just a picture of the Donald, and it says some Mexicans aren't rapists or something like that. No, they're not all rapists.
You know, man, and I'm going to confess something here. I know we're a commie, pinko, liberal, hippie, effete network, but I'm racist now against white guys. Whenever I see white guys in the news, my first thought is, what the fuck are they doing to this country? White people are ruining this country. That's so racist and horrible. I mean, yeah, but it's true,
oh, God,
right?
You'd be giving Papa Bear O'Reilly a little white stiffy right now because that's what he's complaining about.
Okay.
It's a war on white men. It's a war on white men. If you're a white guy walking down the street, now everybody hates you.
The white guys, there's a war against everybody else, man.
Well, it's what it is the white guys are losing their privilege.
They're getting all bitchy.
They just ain't happy.
Just calm down.
Sort of losing their privilege.
Yeah. Your infinity pools aren't quite as infinite now. Suck a dick. I don't know what to tell you.
Right now, there ain't a lot of privilege being lost. It's just a lot of light being shined on them, and they don't like that. They don't like the fact that
fuck them.
People don't like the fact that they can't use as much water as they want to in California because we're better than you.
Suck a dick.
We deserve more.
Yeah. I don't want to look at brown grass. So what if this kid's dying of thirst over here? Where am I going to putt?
But we have more money, so therefore we deserve more resources, and we're better than
deserve.
You.
Deserve.
And everyone else can just fuck right off.
Think about that, what these old fucking white guys feel like they're entitled to, man.
Hey, my grandfather worked really hard to build that empire.
Yeah. I mean, Ken Lay worked really hard before he died. He worked his fingers to the bone.
Until he's on that island in the Pacific somewhere.
Actually, he didn't do anything but sit around, gain weight, fake his death, run off to the Bahamas. I mean, what? You don't think he did?
Theory.
It's weird that that guy just up and dies out of nowhere.
It was a sad coincidence.
Yes. What do you think happened? Do you think they just found somebody that looked like Ken Lay, killed him, and laid him out for the funeral? And then, I don't know. And where'd Ken spend? He's on some Norwegian cruise line, dyed his hair.
Right.
Who knows? Probably not a cruise.
He's down on that Bunga Bunga Island that Bill Clinton used to hang out at.
Oh, is he hanging out with Berlusconi and Putin? Are they all playing grab ass?
Yeah, passing around 16-year-olds like a joint.
Yay!
Oh God! There's a picture of Justin Bieber over at the HuffPo. Anyway, I thought that
is he pregnant?
I
now,
thought
or?
That Roger Ailes might have been ill.
Yes,
and because of the profound evil, I believe of that man, it would be a test of my humanity to not break into song commission a band and shit and artwork.
Who do you think Roger Ailes would have been replaced with? Some other shithead?
Oh, sure. But maybe slightly less heinous. You know, I'm hoping that these sons of Roop are maybe less heinous than him. I doubt it. They're still gazillionaire, white, privileged fuckwads who are just trying to take over the goddamn world, and capitalism is great, and there's no such thing as global warming, and, you know,
what about this,
don't trust
man.
That brown person next to you.
We need a plan, liberals. Listen, we need to breed some commie, pinko, liberal, effete, sleeper cell motherfuckers. Get them in at the ground floor on these companies and have them groomed for upper management. And then, bam, when one of these fuckers pops into as the CEO at Pfizer or something, they just go full hippie.
Yeah.
We start giving it back to the people.
We're turning the company over to the people.
But you got to play the part until you get there. Is this possible?
Or at least, I mean, the very fucking least, let's, you know, Scandinavianize. This is, God, I was at the...
Fuck you!
I read a story this morning in the Washington Post.
Liberal?
While doing research.
Hippie.
For the show.
Burning hail.
And the comments. God damn, these conservative fuckers that read the... They're talking about Bernie Sanders. And every other one was, get out. Nobody wants a socialist in office.
Wait a second. No one, I do. No one asked me.
Well, they're so dumb, too. And they say, we know what happens when a socialist takes over. And one guy goes, what about the National Socialist Party? We know what happened with them. That is the purest example of a failure of the American educational system. That dickwads like that are like,
yes.
Well, Hitler was a socialist. You know why? Because they call themselves one.
How do we keep the dickwads out of government?
You look at the fucking, they were not. They were, it was a dictatorship.
No.
And a fascist dictatorship. They wasn't a lot socialist about that shit going on. The people didn't get a lot of great shit.
I want some shit. I want great shit.
And it has nothing to do with being a democratic socialist, which is what Bernie identifies as.
Is that what you are? A democratic socialist? What are you declaring right now?
I'd lean more towards just socialism. Oh. But yeah, yeah. Absolutely a democratic socialist. I think right now we should be a fuck of a lot more like Scandinavia. And people are going around saying, whoa, he wants us to be more like Scandinavia. And Bernie at least has the big giant 73-year-old balls to say, yes, what's wrong with that? Everybody's happy over there.
Yeah.
They got free health care. They got free education. Well, yeah, okay, God, it sounds heinous over there, doesn't it?
I hope he wins so you can perfect that. I mean, I think it's almost there. It's just,
it's
I don't
not
know what
hard.
It is. No, it's very good.
Oh, I thought you had more.
No.
I was just thinking about it.
No, I really like it. I was examining your imitation of Bernie because we've heard it a lot and I like it, so whatever.
So the picture, yeah, that's the headline at the HuffPo is Roger Ailes. But the picture of Bieber over on the side, the headline says...
Dickville, USA.
The Justin Bieber joke Natasha Leggero
yes.
felt so guilty about.
What?
God.
She doesn't have any feelings.
Come
She's
on.
Funny, you know? How would you have any feelings about making fun of Justin Bieber on any level?
Right.
I don't give a shit.
She doesn't have any feelings. She's funny.
Yeah, that helps. It helps.
Or is it a prerequisite?
I don't know. I have no idea.
It says this is such bullshit.
Yes.
She's claiming she had to take a shot of tequila because, oh, God. She told Justin Bieber the reason he's got moves is because he was dodging a coat hanger in the womb.
Good joke.
That's a great joke.
That's an awesome joke, especially to tell on television. It's
right.
fucking edgy.
Oh, she's lying her ass off. She was on the HuffPo Live, and she was saying, I had to take a shot of tequila before I said that. Whatever.
The HuffPo Live totally sucks, too. I mean, she's just trying to... God.
Wasn't she the one who was a judge on Last
American's,
Comic Standing?
Oh, yes. I think so. She was.
I find it hard to believe that she's overcome with grief. That
she doesn't care.
She did a dodged abortion joke about Bieber.
I mean, she's been doing comedy a long time. The only thing she should have feelings about is, oh my God, what if I'm bombing? That should make you sad. Other than that, it's all, cake. You're going to hurt somebody's feelings. So what? Their feelings.
Yeah, she's,
it's not like breaking your stereo, man. Feelings.
She must be trying to get a job on some kind of a sitcom writing or something. something on Lifetime or on Hallmark Channel.
Stars.
That she's trying to. I felt guilty about Bieber.
Oh,
I
yes.
would think the Selena Gomez shit was the stuff that like ouched him more, right?
What do you mean?
Like, he's not going to be hurt by the fact that somebody said, you've got moves because you dodged a coat hanger in your mom's
Bieber.
Badge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the
idea. I think the stuff that actually would bug him was all the nasty stuff about that hate fest of a relationship.
Oh, yeah. I think that, if you're going to do an abortion Bieber joke, I think if you really want to make him feel bad, you should sort of kind of relive the decision-making process his mom had, deciding whether or not to have this child.
Oh.
I mean, maybe it was awesome. A struggle. Maybe she almost killed him. And I don't know. I don't know what changed your mind.
Should we have a shot of tequila before we pursue this line of comedy?
Not at all.
Right.
It's fine.
Who needs it?
No.
Meanwhile, they're doing shots of tequila at the Comedy Central roast, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently there was alcohol involved.
I think there's alcohol doused all over the whole fucking thing.
She said the roast was nerve-wracking.
Oh.
And that she was anxious before delivering
off.
Her material.
Oh, fuck you.
She said, but then right after my scent went well, Snoop was like, let's go smoke a joint. And then she said, he was just smoking the whole time. So there you go. That's
what you
I don't know why we
I mean Snoop Dogg, I don't know the guy. I've never met him, but it seems like he would give two shits about being sober at a fucking Comedy Central event. Who cares?
I think anywhere, right?
Yeah,
Isn't that Snoop Dogg? Right. It's kind of the way Snoop Dogg rolls. Like,
was he really a pimp, or is that like a persona?
No, it is. Oh,
that's horrible.
It is.
That's
right?
Human trafficking. But yet we love his music.
We do.
Why is that? Is it just, are his beats so fresh that we don't care about a bunch of girls in a fucking container?
We've talked about this many times.
Yes.
You get forgiven for a lot of shit.
If you can catch a ball, throw the ball, hit the ball, or rap, I guess.
Or famous.
No one cares.
In general, right?
I mean, oh, yes.
Kind of just famous in general. Now you could be on some fucking reality show and suddenly
yep.
you get away with anything.
LBJ used to whip his dick out on Air Force One and fuck the secretary pool, but yet everyone loves him.
Right. Thanks to the, you know, Civil Rights Act.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like that's true.
There was that little Vietnam thing, but, you know, nobody's
oh,
perfect.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
a blemish.
The headline over at the HuffPo. Let's represent the other side. Let's represent motherfucker.
Right.
And let's head over to the much whiter.
Yeah.
Much older.
Welcome to the trailer park.
Much crazier, much angrier, much racistier.
I'm at the old country buffet hoarding all the pudding.
Anti-gayer.
Fuck you.
There is a photograph of, I believe this is Janet Yellen, who is the head of our Fed Reserve.
We hate her, I think.
And it is Janet Yellen. And the headline says, Big Zero.
Oh, shit.
With a picture. They hate Janet Yellen.
Why?
Because
she's a woman.
She was appointed by Obama, and she has
black,
a vagina.
A black guy appointed her.
Even though, you know, from the uber progressive standpoint,
yeah,
she ain't. She wasn't a ray of sunshine.
Why so critical?
The Federal Reserve policymakers today said that the short-term interest rates will stay where they are.
Oh, shit. Boring.
Opting against an increase. They haven't increased it since 2006. They're saying that the economy still isn't strong enough to handle it. And this is that paper palace that we
yes.
have that of the country seems to be doing really well,
right?
Because the rich cumwads, the
Ooh.
Fuckers, the Waltons, the Cokes,
color me there
at all, are just sucking up all the value, and they're
Yummy.
Making shit tons of money, and corporations are making tons of money. But why are more and more people not being able to eat, and
Fuck
more and more
you.
People not being able to pay their mortgages and shit like that?
I'm making $7.50 an hour, but I'm still voting on these fucking GOP motherfuckers.
In fact, there was a, if you go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, yesterday, you won't have seen this, of course, on Fox News or Breitbart.
Oh, yes.
Or WND or any of the ninny sites, or even here on the Dummy Drudge Report.
Perfecto.
But a study was released in some kind of an international dealio.
Right.
That said, I'm trying to find it.
Are you surfing Al Gore's internet looking for a story
that, well, it basically said, oh, here's the headline. The trickle-down theory
Yummy.
Is dead wrong.
What?
This is CNN.
No, that's not what Reagan told me.
Right. Voodoo economics. You know, I never thought I would be like, yeah, yeah, George H.W. Bush. Woohoo. He was right. But he was right.
About what? This trickle-down shit?
When he ran against, against
Ross Perot,
Reagan, in the primary, before Reagan beat his old white privileged ass, he went after Reagan for that voodoo. He called it voodoo economics. He's like, it's crazy because Reagan was already saying, "Here's how we fix the country: we give all the money to the rich people."
Yeah, I didn't know George Bush ran against Reagan
in the primary. Yeah, yeah. And that's where he.
Makes sense.
Right. And yeah. that's one of the things they thought was, well, okay, now that he got picked to be the vice president to run with Reagan, how is he going to tap dance away from his, oh, that voodoo economics bullshit? So then, of course, his views evolved on voodoo economics and he decided that was the right thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you think if you did a survey of, I'm talking about younger people under the age of 30. Do you think they'd be able to say, was Reagan president during the 90s, 80s, or 70s? Would they get that wrong? I'm going to say they're going to say 70s.
Maybe, yeah.
Or 90s. Yeah,
yeah, Reagan's ancient history to them.
Right. Who the fuck is this guy?
He
used to act with a chimp, dude. That's who ran our fucking country.
Researchers.
Oh, God, it's fucking nuts.
Researchers have found that from the International Monetary Fund, that the top earners in society, when they make more money than anyone else, it actually slows down economic growth. So it's just the cunting opposite of what you Republican assholes are still trying to ram up the rectum of the United States.
Ouchie, spit on it first.
Or actually, ram deeper in the rectum. We're trying to pull it out of our ass.
No, I don't understand. So was this a mistake in math that made them think trickle-down worked, or were they lying?
Oh, they're lying.
Are you sure?
Lying.
Maybe they didn't carry the one.
Lying.
What a bunch of
fucking researchers
assholes.
Calculated when the richest 20% of society increased their income by 1 percentage point.
Yes.
The annual rate of growth shrinks by nearly 0.1%. So that shows that benefits do not trickle down.
Now everything makes sense to me.
They might trickle down, or sometimes they trickle down.
They won't.
The benefits do not trickle down.
Why didn't anybody tell us this?
They analyzed over 150 countries. And then, by contrast, guess what happens if
yes.
you give the lowest 20% of earners an income growth of 1 percentage point?
Well, I don't know. What happens?
The rate of growth increases by 0.4%. Of a percent. So
wow.
4 times as much growth for the same 1 percentage point of increase in wealth or in income than the, and it's minus 1/10. Actually, it's more than that because it's negative 1/10 of growth, right?
Yeah.
If the rich people get an increase, and it's a positive 0.4 growth. If the lower 20% get it. So,
wow.
In other words, we're
getting fucked.
Yeah, we're still getting rammed.
Why does no one care about us?
And
what happened?
They're going to do more. Look at Brownstein in Kansas. Look at fucking Scott Walker.
Yes.
In goddamn Wisconsin.
Fuck you.
Look
is that
at
a cow sound from Wisconsin?
As close as I could get.
I didn't
want
to go to the soundboard.
Open here.
Come on. There you go. Give me another one. We got a bunch of cows, right? Those are 1% of cows.
You hear that one at the end then.
Speaking of Wisconsin, a little while, Tommy Gimler of the Daily Upper Decker will be calling in.
Oh, speaking of Wisconsin,
yes,
that's right.
We might want to, we're going to discuss that Cardinals hacking thing just a little bit.
Awesome.
Fascinating.
Excellent.
Fuck the Cardinals.
So that's it. The trickle-down theory in the headlines yesterday. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Yet, we know that our friends on the right give fuck all about facts and numbers and logic and shit. So you could tattoo this on their dick and they wouldn't even pay attention to it.
They might, though. They might do that. Lindsay would notice. What's his barcode doing on my penis?
Right.
On barcode or what? Algorithm, right? Did Trickle Down have an algorithm or no?
Probably. They probably had some ciphering going on there. A big old spreadsheet and shit.
I remember watching some show and they threw up a formula and they're like, this is why Trickle Down doesn't work. I'm like, interesting.
The report builds on research from international organizations and Nobel laureate economist Joseph Stiglitz.
Boring. Boy, I bet he's fun at a cocktail party.
You never know.
He can add fractions in his head. Right. Jesus Christ. That's true. You never know. That guy might be around numbers all day. He's so fucking tightly wound. When he goes out, it's just like, hey, meth, please.
Ape shit crazy.
Meth and Zambuca.
Also on our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, all kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, yes. So much.
One of the stories there is that, you know, they're trying to do a sneak attack. They're trying to
reach around,
sneak out to the yard and shank.
Yes.
The net neutrality stuff that we fought so hard.
Why?
And bitched about and got. Because they're Republicans and they only care about big business and this trickle down theory bullshit.
Fuck y'all.
They don't care that was it like 80-90% of the country was like, no, we kind of want net neutrality. We don't care.
Damn.
Corporations want to make more money.
Right, right.
We don't give a shit what the people want. And sure enough, some of these scumbags in the House, these Republicans are doing some kind of shenanigans or trying some kind of vote. They're trying to defund, basically. You know, this is what they do. We lost. We didn't get the laws that we wanted, so we're going to defund it.
That's brilliant, though. So they've got, fuck it, then we'll take the money away.
So horrible.
And so they're trying to, and they're putting it in like a big giant appropriations bill that it's going to be hard for Obama to not sign without, you know, having shit shut down. Again, they're poisoning, putting poison pills in.
Disgusting.
And then they're going to blame Obama if shit shuts down.
Wait. Why don't they just, why doesn't Obama just explain to the American people what's really going on and, you know, what's happening?
Well, he does.
Yeah. Well, he should do it more.
They don't run that on Fox News, surprisingly. They don't run, well, they run edited versions of what he says on Fox News.
And the other
creative
thing,
edited.
There's certain parts of the electorate in this country, and I don't mean to be condescending, but when you start finding yourself in the situation where you have to explain shit to them, you know, that's a losing game.
Well, that's why you're, I was frustrated, fucked, reading the Washington Post, because here's these assholes who are
the Post
opining on the internet, and they're shitting on Bernie Sanders, and they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. He's a communist.
That sucks. He's not a communist.
There's nothing communist about him. He's a communist. We don't need no socialism in America. We need less socialism.
He's gonna have a hard time, Bernie, because he's so, you know, he's nerdy looking, and he says intelligent things, and that's going to put a lot of people off, you know.
He's amazing everyone already, though. They're saying that everywhere he's going, it's more and more people, bigger crowds, that he's filling up these places that he's going to speak. And already, he's a big zap in the crotch to Hillary.
But come on now, is he having the Howard Dean effect? Are people just kind of in love with him, and then all of a sudden he's going to scream?
Well, yeah, but well, maybe. But
is he going to fuck it up?
Right now, everybody, even people on the some of the assholes on the right are like, you know, at least he's genuine,
right?
Like,
right.
You can go back 30 years and read some of the shit he wrote about her when he ran for mayor in that little town in Vermont and shit, and. He was screaming about income inequality back then.
Right.
And that all the money's going to the rich. Everybody.
You know, I really liked Howard Dean, and it just bummed me out that he just fucked it all up with that one scream, which I liked. I liked the scream. Didn't you like the scream? It was funny.
I mean, it didn't change my opinion of him. Yeah. That's what I thought was weird. I'm
who cares?
Why are you, there's a lot more heinous shit that the people on the other side are saying reasonably.
Right.
That you should be terrified of and not scared of Howard Dean getting a little excited trying to list all the states he's going to go take over.
Well, I hope Bernie, you know, learns from that and doesn't have a fuck up. I mean, I can't really see. Can you see Bernie screaming?
There's a couple of decades difference there, too. Yeah, I don't see Bernie really. Bernie's like an energetic, get off my lawn kind of guy, which is awesome.
He seems like somebody's really nice uncle that you like talking to during Thanksgiving. Howard Dean doesn't.
But I don't think he puts up with any shit.
Oh, yeah.
Bernie, I think he's like, that's just wrong.
Hey, when you get the moral high ground and the facts on your side, you know, you don't have to put up with shit.
Right.
Hey.
Exactly.
Fuck you, man.
So over at the Drudge, apparently they're worried about the... I love the way they say Big Zero with a picture of Janet Yellen. So, again, Drudge being really creative with its headlines.
What
even
is,
though
yeah.
They're also calling Janet Yellen a Big Zero, but the story is about the fact that the Fed did not raise the rates. So.
What does Janet Yellen think the effect is going to be of Texas keeping all their gold?
Oh, God. That's a raging... it's not a debate, because I haven't seen anybody defend it. Yet.
Right.
I guess I'm waiting for some of our Texas trolls to show up on Facebook.
Well, why don't they put all their gold in one spot and somebody steals it? Like they pull like, an Ocean's 11 or something.
Right. Well, it's
so
going to
look so fucking dumb.
But then they're going to try to have some weird kind of currency exchange so that you can write checks on your
your pile of iridium or whatever the fuck, palladium, and fuckwadium,
assholium,
and they're going to try to create like their own little currency in Texas.
You know, I think Texas probably they can create certain things. I think this currency thing might not be for them. You know what I mean? Let Northern California create a currency. There's lots of smart people up there in the Silicon Valley or some people in New York or Manhattan. I don't mean to be a dick, but
some of those guys are pretty scary, though. That's where a lot of the libertarian fuckwattery is sneaking in. They pretend to be socially liberal, but then they flip over the poor and fuck them up the pooper without dinner.
But you can't be social. You can't be...
Right.
You know what I mean? They're interchangeable. You can't...
There's a couple articles out there that are like, if anybody says to you, I am socially liberal, but I'm fiscally conservative, that
they're an asshole.
You should really just urinate on them right there.
Yeah, you're a GOPer.
Because it's dumb.
Okay.
You can't be. They're tied in together.
Like the minimum wage, right? Like, how can you be a left winger if you don't believe in increasing the minimum wage? Because there's all these social implications of not getting paid enough.
Right. And all they mean is, we think gay people should get married and, you know, go ahead and rip that baby out of there if you want.
All at the same
time?
That's
it. But then there's some, what about the poor? What about the poor?
Right.
And actually, if they have more access to free health care and free preventive maintenance for your vajayjay and your nutsack and stuff like that, that you can get some free condoms. Maybe they should fly helicopters over the city and spray birth control pills over. I think they should.
It's raining north of Novum.
Free.
Yeah. Well, you bring up an interesting point. Oh, yes.
Sure.
Listen, you bring up an interesting point. I think drone technology definitely has a place in this discussion. Don't you think?
That kind of droning.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You'll put a little coat hanger on the end of it. Chase around Justin Bieber's mom. Oh, I feel bad. I told that joke.
Go back in time.
Speaking of drones, dude, I read this one article from, it's like the Sea Shepherd people or somebody like that, talking about how drone technology is saving animals, like the endangered wildlife trade, how people like to, you know, buy ivory and, you know, hides from different animals that are endangered. And the drones out there following people around.
Good.
It's fucking awesome.
They're using more like drones with infrared and shit to find these goddamn poachers that are sneaking around and trying to kill a poor rhino for its ivory so that some idiot in China can pretend to get a boner off it.
Oh yeah, I read in that article that most of the people that buy parts from endangered animals are bros, 25 to 30-something-year-old asshole dudes.
That for trophies, you mean?
Yeah, shit like that.
Like, look, I got a lion's paw ashtray.
My point is, it's the white guys again. So, you know, there we go.
Well, I can't see 0.001 justification for these big game hunters.
What if you want to build a piano, tickle the ivories? How are you going to do that without tusk?
I don't, you know, you see these people with these heinous pictures of them standing on top of some poor dead elephant or some poor giraffe or something, some fucking giraffe, which doesn't do anything to anybody. It just stands there and eats goddamn leaves all day.
Yeah.
And some asshole comes up and blows it away with a big gun, then sits on top of it like, oh, look at me. I'm so proud. I killed something.
Wouldn't you feel horrible?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I did. I've killed one beast like that of a higher level. I step on bugs.
That was for your protection.
It was a pigeon.
Attacking you.
It was shitting on our stuff in the barn is what it was doing.
Well,
and I killed
scatological.
The pigeon, and to this day, I feel like I should flagellate myself.
Nah, come on. Yeah,
I do a couple of times.
It was a long time ago. Relax, you know.
What I'm saying is I feel bad. I felt, after I killed it, I felt horrible.
Right.
Not, oh, cool, I killed a pigeon. I felt, I will never do this again. And I didn't. That was it. That was it. I'm done. Yeah. So,
hunting's not for everybody.
I don't get, I mean, if you got to eat, you got to eat. That's one thing. But going out and hunting just for yucks, I think there's something wrong with you.
Well,
there you go.
Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates. Do you remember that band back in the... Are they a band or a group? They are. I think they still perform.
They played instruments, so...
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, well, the band Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall, lead singer, suffers from Lyme disease.
Yes.
Which is spread by ticks that attach themselves to deer.
Yes.
And so he says, go out and kill all the deer so you don't get this Lyme disease. What do you say to that shit?
I think he's a little biased about the reason. That's like saying, let's go out and kill all the hookers because I got the crabs the bunny ranch.
No, no, no. Spread the crabs. You're right. I didn't think about it like that. Well,
so that's, I think he's...
He's out of touch.
I think he's out of his mind. You know, and when they say, well, it's the it helps the population and things like that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we fucked things up and have killed off their natural predators. Now we've got to overcompensate and try to cull these herds.
Yeah.
So they don't suffer and starve to death. And then, you know, we have assholes get their jollies up going out and killing it.
But I mean,
you're trying to morally justify it. I don't get it.
On a serious note, who's bigger, do you think? Hall & Oates or Wham? I think about this sometimes.
Hall & Oates is the biggest selling...
Oh, really?
Like, one of the biggest selling groups ever. Right?
Now, you can't include George Michael. I'm just talking about what he did with Wham. I mean, that one album, Make It Big by Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Careless Whisper...
Careless Whisker?
those were big tunes, you know?
Oh, awesome.
What's up?
Oh, I just checked our Periscope stream to see how...
Is it working?
How far I was out of frame, and I could do anything. Awesome. No, that's good. I'm about to do a line of coke off a hooker's tit and, you know, do a needle's worth of heroin here off camera.
We don't really have the hooker budget at crab diving, to be honest. By the way, if you want to give to our hooker budget and you need to buy something on Amazon, go to crabdiving.com, access amazon.com through our web portal. We get money for that. Yes. Right. Buy a drone.
Call your representative.
Hello.
I'm putting that in quotes these days.
Yes.
It doesn't seem to be a whole lot of representative in going on from these people. But
we are in an oligarchy. No one likes us.
Call them and say, you know, don't fuck us on this net neutrality, you goddamn assholes.
Hear, hear.
Maybe put it a little more civilly. They may hang up on you. If you call them.
Oh, yeah, they totally will.
They may frown upon that.
I thought we were all finished with this net neutrality
shit.
We're
not finished with anything. Even there was another thing today.
Bullshit.
Where they are insidiously trying to get this TPP thing going again.
Oh,
this fast track. They're trying to tickle the starfish a little bit to open it up again and Cosby us. To accept this fast track authority bullshit.
Tickling the Starfish. That should just be the name of a musical, shouldn't it? I mean, my God.
I don't know what kind of,
fucking hilarious.
Or a porn.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Too easy.
It's probably like, you know, blasting the Starfish or something like that. Pummeling the Starfish. So, what else have we got? Oh, there's a great story. This is,
right.
We're going to put this on our Facebook. Probably because you got to see the video.
Is this a good time to say goodbye to our Periscopers?
This might be a good time to say goodbye to our Periscopers.
TTFN!
Goodbye, Periscopers!
Viva la Resistance!
Viva la Resistance. So we'll put this up on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. You know, there is a 100% permanent till the end of time, infinite, forever and ever, till death do everybody part. Committee on Benghazi in the House because there's no bigger scandal since the whole 9/11 commission.
Yes.
Was faster and spent less.
What do you mean?
Investigating 9/11, the committees that investigated what happened on 9/11 went on less.
Oh.
And cost less than these farcical Benghazi hearings that we've been going through for, 4 or 5 years?
That's insane. Are you saying Benghazi was worse than 9/11?
I'm saying the Republicans apparently think Benghazi was worth to 9/11.
That's hilarious.
And you know what? It probably would have died, the story, long ago if Hillary had not been running for prez up, or they thought she would be running for prez. Because they want to lay that one directly in her lap.
My mother just texted me and said that we sound like a rerun. Is everything okay? And it might just be us. I mean, we do just talk about like shitty white guys every day. I mean, that could be the case. But it's no reason, you know.
It seems, I don't know. It could be. Let me refresh this thing here. It could be.
We are.
There are some interesting.
Refreshing.
Technical kind of things going on here on Crab Diving.
Sorry, I didn't mean to railroad us into something. By the way, we had a record number, I think a record number of,
Periscopers?
Viewers.
They might have been the only ones hearing us live. I don't know. This might not. I'm resetting it here. I'm going to reset the connection. Possibly. You're just hearing us live for the first time, everybody, on Crab Diving Wednesday. But you'll be able to hear it as a podcast because I believe this shit's been recording. So we apologize to those listening live if this is the first you're hearing of us. Welcome, Crab Diving Live on crabdiving.com/live. And you can get us as a podcast, crabdiving.com, if you missed the first part, the first 45 minutes of the show.
I'd like to say thanks to my mother.
Yeah, thanks, Lydia.
She's our engineer for the day.
And apparently, hello now.
Oh, yeah.
If maybe we've finally connected. I things are kind of hanging up here. As far as our cloud, there's some, we're whipping into shape some of the techies.
Yeah, I know.
That are working on this bullshit.
Wake up, South Africa. We're talking to you.
They are in South Africa.
Yeah. What the fuck?
So what happened... this permanent 100% forever till the end of time committee on Benghazi.
Yes.
Has now been handed over to a different.
Oh, my God.
Ringmaster. Now it's Trey Gowdy.
Is it a Democrat that's going to look into it? I mean, because why not? Please.
Trey Gowdy from South Carolina has been in charge already. Emails. They're, she's not giving us her emails. And Benghazi. Now an interesting little thing happened today, or yesterday in the afternoon. There was a private session, some kind of deposition.
Yes.
It was Sidney Blumenthal.
Hello, Sidney.
I guess friend and person who worked with, Clinton, was Clinton's, was that her chief of staff or something? Sidney Blumenthal. I don't know.
Fluffer, I believe.
Worked for Clinton, friend, advisor, and yes. He's an advisor now on the candidacy for Hillary.
Oh yeah.
They're talking to Sidney Blumenthal, deposing him about these emails that were exchanged with Clinton about Benghazi.
They need to come clean, you know.
Well, there's a great Vine. Somebody got some reporter from Politico. This is fucking gold.
We are not on Vine. Don't look for us there.
Where it's very strange. The previous Uber Poobah.
Yes.
Whiny, cryy, wah, you're not dealing with us. Daryl Issa.
Oh, God.
Daryl Sparky Issa from California.
Gross.
Really?
From the one shitty spot of California.
One of the most loathsome, heinous people that are dragging his knuckles through Congress right now.
Now, Anna, he's from like Orange.
Richest, by the way.
Yeah. He's from Orange County or something.
Something like that, yeah.
God, I everyone has to understand like how white trashy that, it's just.
And assholes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not California. It's not California. It's the
it's
area.
Alabama. It's
the sprawling area around Disneyland. That's what it is. And it's gross.
Right.
It's disgusting.
And he's the richest, I think, still representative in the House of Reps.
Good for him.
That's what you get when you burn down one of your car dealerships or something. Get away with it for the insurance money.
Allegedly. That's against the law.
They were having this, Trey Gowdy was running the deal now.
Okay.
With this private deposition from Sidney Blumenthal.
Right.
And Issa snuck in. Like, Issa just, like, shows up.
How did he sneak in?
But They escorted him out.
Oh my God!
So there's some shit going on.
I read about this. I heard he snuck in a pantomime horse.
He did. They had a big giant elephant.
No,
maybe that he rode in.
Oh like, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to read and say something at the same time. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like one of those horses where it's two people in the horse outfit. Sure. Right. I love that. It's funny.
The former or the current representative from California was escorted out of Tuesday's Benghazi deposition about a minute after he slithered in there.
Right.
He was ushered out by none other than Gowdy himself. And there's a great, this vine they caught is of Issa and Gowdy out in the hallway right after he was escorted out. And you can't hear what's being said, but you could see Gowdy is like shaking his head and holding his hands up like, I can't, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you. Issa stomps away, throws his hand up in the air, stomps away, and then he whips a can of an empty can of pop that he's got into the trash can in irritation. So he's all pissed off. He's got his little fifis hurt that he can't sit there and watch. Is he not in charge anymore.
Oh my God. What's wrong with this guy?
He's pissed off that he can't. Well, and why would.
Who gives a fuck?
Why kick him out? You know what I mean? Like. Obviously, he's got clearance and shit to hear all this. I would assume he still has it. I don't think they...
Well, maybe he was he smoking?
So it's a really interesting dynamic. Like, why would they be like, get the fuck out?
And he threw a can of pop, you said.
Into the trash.
Chicago.
Just, in anger, he
Why
just
not soda?
Tossed it. Oh, because I said pop?
I love that.
Sorry.
No. California, you say soda, right?
Do they?
Soda can or something?
Really?
Pop is definitely, I love it. It's Chicago. Pop. In Florida.
Watching Boss.
In the fucking South, man, everything's a Coke. That's how dumb that is. Everything's, what kind of Coke do you want?
Yeah, I remember that in Texas.
What kind of Coke do you want?
Can I have a Coke? What kind? I'll have a 7-Up.
What?
I remember that took me a while to figure that one out. In my brief stay in the wonderful Lone Star State of Texas, where
don't go back.
Apparently, I could store my palladium now.
No, sure.
Pretty soon, as soon as they end up with whatever their Fort Knox.
Right. It's gonna be the best. I hope someone steals their gold. You know, it's just gonna be a bunch of idiot Texans guarding it. You know,
there's some great Texas suppository robbery.
Suppository.
Repository.
Oh yeah,
depository.
Yeah. Suppository.
A lot of people are making the suppository joke.
Oh, are they really? Oh, that's funny.
Donald Trump all over the place.
Oh, damn.
Now that he has put his big designer floppy shoes.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
You mentioned earlier that, he had his comments about the Mexicans and everything yesterday. Have you seen the Vine? We've got it on our Facebook.
Mexicans.
How he entered the whole, like, he entered the, of course it was a Trump
He
tower.
Entered from behind, correct?
He rode down this escalator. It's the most ridiculous.
My God.
Whoever was shooting the Vine was brilliant because they held the frame.
Yes.
And instead of following him down the escalator, they held the frame and just let him scroll out of the frame.
Oh,
brilliant.
God. That's,
with his supermodel wife
super
standing a couple of levels down below him.
Is it weirder
escalator.
Than when Howard Dean in Iowa came out into that thing on the bus? Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
He made a grand entrance on a bus, and all you could see him through the front window shield of the bus of him waving his little arms and like giving a thumbs up. Oh, and then the bus driver had a hard time opening the bus door. Oh, it was so poorly orchestrated. The escalator, though, that's amazing.
Yeah, and Trump then, it was like a 45-minute speech, just rambling. There were so many lowlights of it. It's all over. Everybody's shitting on him. He's been getting into some Twitter fights the day after. I guess he's trying to take on, we'll find this tomorrow when all this dies down, but I guess he was getting into a Twitter fight with John Stewart.
No, listen, Trump, don't do that. That's stupid.
Right. Because
that's dumb.
You're probably not only getting into the fight with John Stewart, you're getting into the fight with the entire writing staff of Comedy Central.
Yeah, I mean, you have no idea, you fucking idiot.
Right.
They're going, and he has so many like layups. There are so many things you can say about Donald Trump. I mean,
it's stupid. John Stewart said he thanks Donald Trump for getting into the race because now it will make the last 6 weeks of his show the best 6 weeks ever of the entire his entire tenure there. With shit that Donald is going to say. But, you know, a lot of the pundits are saying, okay, everybody agrees he's a clown. By the way, the New York Post, maybe, I want to say.
Fuck Daily. You.
I'll look it
the
up.
Daily News.
It might be the Post.
Right.
Literally, on the cover, had a Photoshop of the Donald.
Yes. Naked?
In full clown makeup with a big rubber nose. And I said the clown enters the ring.
What? I thought the New York Post was conservative.
Maybe I'm thinking of the New York. No, I thought the Post was kind of the rag.
I don't know. No, it is. It totally is. But I just thought it was owned by the
Murdoch?
Fucking, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I love the New Daily York. News. Wait, let me.
I love the New York Post because it opens up so easy. Like it's like the Chicago Sun-Times. It opens up like a book.
Much easier to wield on the subway than the Trib at the time.
Well, and now it's your iPhone, so everything's easy now.
Just got to say that for the Chicago people, I used to prefer the Times just because
the Trib's a better paper, wield.
Right?
I mean, the Sun-Times, actually, they were evil. And they would openly just hate on the Cubs all the time. The Trib loved the Cubs, of course, because, you know, didn't they own them or something like that? But the fucking
right.
Sun-Times, brutal to the Cubs. Bastards.
It was the Daily News. I apologize to the Post. On the Daily News, I know they're listening.
The Post says it's okay.
Cover us nicely.
Yeah.
The headline says, Clown Runs for Prez. And there's bullet points. Insults Mexicans. Vows border wall. Did you hear that part?
No, by the way.
I'm going to build a wall. The first thing I'm going to do immediately. By the way, there's like 30 things he's going to do first thing immediately.
How's he going to build a wall immediately?
I'm going to build a wall. Nobody builds a wall better than me. I'm going to build a wall. Nobody's going to do it cheaper. This is how his speech went. I'm not exaggerating.
Fucking God. What's the point of the fucking wall?
To keep those Mexicans out.
Nobody's going to... Yeah, it's true. Nobody's going to build it cheaper.
He rips... The headline, one of the bullet points says, rips BAM.
What is BAM?
It's Obama.
Oh, okay.
Rips BAM, Hill, and Jeb.
Yeah.
Ad-libs circus speech to formally announce.
In this... What does he say? A circus speech? The fuck does that mean?
Apparently, the Daily News ain't too impressed with Donald's entering into the race. Trump throws rubber nose in GOP ring, it says.
That's a good one.
New York's hometown newspaper. So, the Daily News...
Is he the worst one? He's not.
Well, that's the point. And again, Sam Cedar, we talked about a little bit yesterday. Go to crabdiver.com or iTunes or Stitcher to listen to yesterday's show.
Thumbs us up. Star us. Like us. Give us ratings.
On the Sam Cedar show, the Majority Report, he was on MSNBC.
If eat.
Recently, he's a contributor. He's been talking about how people shouldn't be shitting on the Donald that, yes, he is a clown. Like that's 100% accurate. The Daily News. He's a clown. He's an idiot. He's a showman. This is all kabuki theater to get him more money for The Apprentice next season, and he'll probably sell a book or some shit.
Yeah.
And but
how does he compare to like Huckabee?
That's the thing. They're like all saying the same
Ben
shit.
Ben Carson.
What is he saying that's different? I'm going to build a wall.
They all
want to build a wall.
Hey, is it Ben?
And a moat and throw alligators in it.
Is it Ben Carson or Ben Carsons with an S?
One. A singular Carson.
Mm. Well, you know.
Look at the shit Ben Carson is saying. Look at the shit Fucking Santorum is saying. Why, look at the shit Rand Paul is saying.
But why don't you want this country ran by a really successful businessman?
That's basically, he said, yeah, you vote for me because I'm rich.
At least he's fucking honest.
I'm rich. And that's one of the things is what's refreshing about this lunatic.
Yes.
Is that everything he's saying is the brutal, honest, moronic way of saying everything those assholes believe. They can't, if he gets on the debate stage.
Right.
They are fucked.
Why?
Because they can't attack what he says.
Because it's what everybody wants,
because
right?
They agree with him. They can't really agree with him, though, on some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's so, some of the stuff he says is so crazy that they can't necessarily say, well, we completely agree with you. But they can't disagree with him either, because then the base will say, well, what do you mean you don't want to build a fence?
Right.
What do you mean you want to let those brown people in?
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there. The fence. Fuck off. I want a wall.
He didn't even say a fence. He said a wall.
A wall, yeah.
I mean,
nobody's better than building a wall than me.
If we built a wall on our border with Mexico, would it be bigger than the Great Wall of China? Yes or no? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean,
I don't know.
And then for the sake of symmetry, or do we have to build a fucking wall between us and Canada?
Right.
Because it feels a little racist.
Well, no, they're white.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to build a wall against the brown country and not the white one?
Right.
That's bullshit.
Well, of course. Now, somebody who has an opinion on the Donald.
Yes.
Entering into the race.
One of his ex-wives
is none other than I was gonna call him a friend of the show, but he's just somebody that we
like
make the fuck fun of all the time.
No.
Let's have a Glenn
this
Beck moment.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck, everybody, of The Blaze, formerly of Fox News, mellifluous tones, great speaking voice.
He must spend, I don't even know how much time before he shoots, warming up that voice of his.
Don't put it that way, though.
Well, I mean,
I don't want to hear anything about him warming up before he shoots.
do I need to? I'll preface it by saying I'm not talking. This is not in terms of sperm. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
This isn't his fluffer.
Right. No. Oh, yes. He has a fluffer.
I want my pre-show hand job. Goddamn.
Well, it is The Blaze.
I'm going to open my 1791 jeans that you can get for $175.
Yeah. You know, he runs that fucking operation like North Korea.
Yeah.
Honestly, you do one thing to piss him off. Goodbye.
Right. Absolutely. So here's Glenn Beck. Here's what Glenn Beck thinks of Donald Trump hopping into the clown
car.
He
loves it, right? Is he a Trump supporter or not?
Give a little listen.
Okay.
Donald Trump is the opposite of every great leader with humility I've ever seen.
Now, oh, shit.
Now, I'm almost going to... I think we have to do a screen cap.
Right.
For this little bit. For
okay.
The blog or for Facebook. Because we know that Glenn Beck is the Diana Ross of right-wing dickwads.
Meaning he's got some costume changes.
He changes his outfits, his look. In fact, over on the side is like... previous videos of him from other days. And in the previous video, just to give you a contrast, he's wearing a suit jacket, a blue button-up shirt with a bow tie.
Yes.
And he's got his little banker glasses on.
Perfect.
He's looking quite banker-ish, I guess. Now, this clip today...
Right.
He's wearing a black t-shirt with skulls on the front.
What? Hold on.
I'm very confused as to what's going on with the Beck wardrobe.
Is he okay? Is he upset?
I don't know.
Is he all sad?
Maybe Maybe Trump entering has sent them all, you know, Twitter-pated.
You know, does Glenn Beck have that thing? If you hold the mouse over one of his outfits, does it link you to Amazon where you can buy it, or his you know, store? That's what he needs to do, because let's be honest, he's a model.
Leader with humility I've ever seen. Donald Trump is the most arrogant man I have ever seen. You want to fix America? You do not do it with arrogance.
You want to fix America? You do not do it with arrogance.
Well, okay. What do you do it with then? I mean, I don't know.
It's the way we end, though. It really is. Let's go out in a big, flaming... I was going to use other words.
Show yes, earlier, so you better watch it.
I have heard...
Oh, did you hear his toady? Yeah,
yeah. You're not on the Stern Show.
Heard other words today, and I was starting to use... He's...
God, I want to hear Glenn open up. If Glenn swears...
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's got, suddenly he's a little more interesting.
He's got his skeleton shirt on today.
Right.
What the fuck is that?
I mean, I almost said fuck.
He must have addressed that on his show. Listen, guys, today I'm wearing the sweater, you know, because...
I'm trying to read real quickly through the story and see if I don't think they mention it at all.
My God. I heard they do the weather on the Blaze now.
Do they?
So he has a chance to do a costume change.
Right.
Yes, earlier, so you better watch it.
I have heard other words today, and I was starting to use. He's the biggest flaming sump body part that you could possibly imagine that is located.
Dick?
Wow. Well,
asshole? Well, what do we think? Where do we think he's going?
We're about to get a hint.
He's about to tell us where it's located.
Survey says.
Imagine that is located in the back of an individual just below the waistline.
Mm.
Ah.
What?
This guy would be an embarrassment if he runs. If he really runs.
This is a separate. This is a different time.
The coccyx.
These are the highlights of.
Is that what he means?
Your coccyx, right.
Individual just below the waistline.
Mm.
This guy would be an embarrassment if he runs. If he really runs, I'm really considering running. Just to be the guy on the stage going,
okay, well, he's running.
I just clutched my heart, ladies and gentlemen. I hadn't heard that part.
At Vile Experience, almost flatlined.
Holy shit.
Listen, we got to... But Trump's running.
I mean, enjoy.
Yeah.
And glee. Glenn Beck running for, oh my God, for president? We'd have to start a second channel.
He might win. Honestly, he might win because he's going to be the most well-spoken on that dais.
Did you hear who Trump wants as his running mate?
No.
He kind of said it jokingly, and then he after a while, he was like, well, actually, they said, who would you pick as your running mate? Oprah. He wants to pick Oprah. And I think we'd win. I think we'd win, actually, he said.
I don't know. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, Oprah could not be reached for comment. I think.
Oprah would be like, that would be like hitting you in the face. You want me to, what?
With
what?
Who? Yeah, right.
Hey, Oprah, you think Oprah wants to run as a fucking Republican?
No, well, no, that's what's so ridiculous about it.
I don't know. I
and
don't
that's,
know.
Yeah, and that's what.
She's a one percenter.
She is. But I think she's, you know, pretty liberal, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Where is
she's
Oprah?
She's not going to run.
Where is Oprah? She's got
in
her
Chicago.
Own station. No, not anymore. She's
oh, really?
Here. They closed Harpo.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely a lib. I mean, you think it would hurt her reputation or image to run alongside the Donald?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
He just wants to put a name on the ticket.
He meant to say Sally Jesse Raphael. He
that up. Obviously, you're right. Elizabeth Hasselbeck would be more
yes.
along his line, right?
Well, they're both from the reality show TV background. And the beauty, it was
you
Hasselbeck.
You almost sound like you would vote for Elizabeth for a half second there when I said that. You're like,
absolutely.
Yes, Elizabeth.
I mean, you know, horrible for the country. I mean, imagine if Donald Trump falls down the stairs or has a grabber.
Oh, God.
President Hasselbeck.
Oh, my God.
Holy fuck.
Well, and speaking of Cedar, he also said, let's not forget, you know, let's not lay the clown wreath around Trump's neck.
Yes.
Without also saying this is the party.
Yeah.
That a few years ago foisted Sarah Palin up as worthy of being a grabber away from the White House.
Anything's possible.
Right?
Yeah.
So any of these right-wing assholes who are saying, I can't believe that Donald Trump is tainting the process by entering this. And now it's a crazy circus.
No, it was already.
Well, you put Sarah Palin up there.
Well, the craziest thing, I mean, yeah, Sarah Palin, weird. Ted Cruz is running for president.
Oh, dear God.
He tried to shut the country down.
He did.
Why in the
tried?
Fuck?
They did.
Do you want to run to lead something that you tried to shut down? I just don't understand how you vote for somebody like that. I don't care about your politics. The guy tried to pull the plug on government, and now you want him in charge?
Right.
Fuck that.
This guy would be an embarrassment if he runs. If he really runs, I'm really considering running. Just to be the guy on the stage going, hey, I thought everybody who wanted to be a joke could run for president.
The point, though, and this is you bring it right.
Well,
to
at least he admits that he would be a joke running for president. He was being a little self-deprecating there.
The meat of this is it's not that Donald Trump has any chance of winning the presidency. It's not that Donald Trump has any chance of winning the Republican nomination. The problem
is not that he has any chance of bringing any real conversation or dialogue either.
Of course not. And the issue is Scott Walker is going to make some great point about Texas. And Marco Rubio is going to say something great about ISIS. And Ted Cruz is going to say something really interesting about the Constitution. And
all heinous, by the way.
I know.
I wouldn't use the words interesting.
I mean,
or
I mean, it was a bunch of people that no one could take seriously. I mean,
right.
God, what happened to the Republicans? If you think the elections passed, Bob Dole, right? I mean, you'd never vote for Bob Dole, would you have?
No, I didn't.
But I mean, is he on the? He's not like a right wing nut job lunatic like Ted Cruz.
Correct.
George Bush the senior wasn't. I mean, you know, he definitely not a fan.
Right.
What is happening?
They went batshit crazy. Lost their minds.
God.
When the whole Karl Rove bullshit wave came in and they presented their starfish to the evangelicals because...
Present starfish!
They know that their policies weren't working because by then already we could see that the Reaganification of the country had fucked us all.
Gross.
And that the slowly but surely the middle class is being sucked dry by these predatory capitalists.
Yeah.
And that fewer and fewer people, they were getting older and whiter.
Perfect.
Their base.
Just the way I like it.
So they hopped into bed and had a quickie with the evangelicals. What was it, Goldwater? I mean, back in the 60s, who was couldn't be more conservative for the time.
He ran against Reagan? Or did he?
Oh, I don't know, way back then. Maybe against something. Something. But in the 60s, we're talking, late 60s.
Oh, okay.
Goldwater said, there's a famous quote out there that he's like, the worst thing that we can do as a Republican Party is hand it over to the preachers.
Wow.
Is that we can't hand it over to the preachers because they will fuck it up and they'll turn it into a theocracy.
No one would ever say that now.
Not the words he used. But
I mean, no one would say that now.
And he was the presidential candidate. He was the de facto leader of their party at the time. And he was like, no, we can't hand it over to these goddamn preachers. And then what do? In the late 90s, hand it over to the preachers.
No, I mean, Reagan came out and said, hey, listen, I'm not, I endorse... What did he say?
Falwell was that time, right? That moral majority. Remember that heinous, another ridiculously named group like Family Research Council or Americans for Goodness.
Reagan had this moment where he says, I'm not waiting for the religious right to endorse me. I endorse them. Gross. Yeah. What? Just gross.
And then just, we get Bush in there who's... basically an evangelical. He found God. He went from one addiction to another. He went from a booze bottle to the Jesus tit. And
hand me the tit of Jesus.
And which I think a lot of people do. You go through that 12-stepper, and that's even part of the 12 steps, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a lot of them, the basic, one of the first things you got to do is hand yourself over to a higher power. So here's a little bit more of the ninnies over on the Blaze talking
ninnies.
About
every news story is going to be about how Donald Trump was talking about birth certificates. When Donald Trump says something stupid, he's going to suck all of
he's going to suck.
This is amazing to me that these ninnies here on the Blaze are they're judging Trump.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
This is Stu, by the way.
Hello.
Stu Burguieri. Burguieri. B-U-R-G-U-I-E-R-E. Burguieri or something like that.
Stu That's an amazing name.
Stu.
Burguieri. Fuck you.
This is Stu talking.
The air out of this for the entire country when these really good candidates.
Oh, my God. I can't stand it. He sits there across from one of the most batshit, ridiculous lunatics on media or in media. And he is judging the Donald and saying Donald is going to taint the process?
I don't know. I mean, you know, who is crazier? Glenn Beck or the Trump?
Beck, I think.
Right.
I think Trump is a narcissistic cosmic level asshole, but that's where Glenn Beck is right.
But I think if you had Trump all day on the news talking into a microphone, he might come off as loonier.
Well, he's a birther. I mean, he's loony. He's got his crazy shit.
God, he's a fucking birther.
Yeah. Still.
Whoa. What are we doing? Why is he running for president?
I'm glad he is, though.
Yeah. We're going to be sitting there making good points that can actually help the country. He's going to suck all the air out of the room.
You know, I had a guy in Silicon Valley say to me, I said, so why won't you even consider voting for a Republican? Why wouldn't you consider voting for somebody, you know, like Ted Cruz?
Now these guys are holding Ted Cruz up as an example of a good, sane Republican. Donald Trump is loony.
Yes.
Donald Trump is tainting the Republican brand. And Ted Cruz?
What's he doing?
Is your example?
And Beck is talking to somebody in Silicon Valley about...
how about he drop that, you know? I'm sure it's some CEO or
I was at the Google campus talking to people about Ted Cruz.
You know, it wasn't the barista at Starbucks somewhere in Mendocino.
Who in the fuck in the Silicon Valley is going to vote for Ted fucking Cruz?
Well, right. Who is going to vote for Ted Cruz?
Some people in Texas.
A few lunatics in Texas.
Florida,
right?
Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Texas, fucking Georgia, all the idiots.
Because the Republicans have proven time and time again they are just stupid.
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean?
That's a drop. That one's going to be on future episodes of the Crab Diving Show.
I'm sorry to
they
those.
Are just stupid.
Who are being beheaded.
That's
the best one.
One of the favorites, yeah.
Voting for a Republican. Right, why wouldn't you consider voting for somebody, you know, like Ted Cruz?
2 minute mark.
He said, because the Republicans have proven time and time again they are just stupid. I said, what do you mean? And he said, remember the guy who said, you know, you don't get pregnant from rape last time around? I said,
yeah.
This is, Glenn Beck is the guy that draws on whiteboards and on chalkboards and somehow
he
always goes Hitler
and he cries.
Hitler always makes it to those boards.
He can cry on cue.
Oh, he's great. Yeah. He's quite a thespian.
He's like Sally Field.
Yes. And he said, I hear that. And I'm like, what are you guys all just morons? Because the media takes that and they,
because the media,
Jesus Christ,
the media takes what we actually say.
Yeah.
And let's everybody hear it, goddammit.
Just run with that. And they paint everybody with that brush.
No, they're painting themselves with that brush, you asshole. You can't blame the media for saying, look at what he said.
Right. I mean, all they're doing is...
He said it.
Yes.
He said heinous things. He's got heinous beliefs. For the media to call people out on that, you can't blame the media, you fucker.
Yeah, I mean, conservatives, a lot of them say stupid fucking things.
Right.
Like, you know, don't cast aspersions upon my asparagus. Right. Louis Gohmert said that to Daryl Issa, right? Or no. Louis Gohmert said that to...
Holder.
Holder, God. You know what I mean? And yes, people made fun of him because it's nuts what he said.
Right.
But he said it. No one made it up.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Oh, God, that never
fool me
ceases to make me laugh because the visual is George Bush leaning in. Because he's like, I know I can't fucking remember what this damn thing says. You fool me, you can't get fooled again.
If you were transcribing this, how would you punctuate it?
Oh my God. A lot of dashes and dots.
I need a lot of ellipses here. Guys, I'm going to need all your ellipses.
Our former president.
Whoa.
And yet Bernie Sanders can say what he said.
Correct.
About
and
rape.
They don't say anything about it.
And
wait, what did Bernie Sanders say about rape? Oh, I know what he's talking about. Way back in the day, Bernie Sanders in the 70s was writing screeds.
Okay.
And he came out with some weird fictionalized, it almost sounds like a rape fantasy kind of thing, but it's not. It's anti-rape. But the morons like Pat, this guy, the only reason I remember his name is...
It's your name.
Because it's mine. Pat, the guy with the really deep voice who were there.
Oh, his henchman.
One of the other henchmen there who's...
The minion.
He's the unstew.
Right.
This guy's saying, well, what about, you know, what Bernie Sanders said about rape? That's okay.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders can say what he said.
Correct.
About
and they
rape.
Don't say anything about it.
And nothing.
But they paint with that brush.
Nothing.
Donald Trump coming in and doing this to the Republicans is going to make all of us look ridiculous.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's not going to make you. It's going to make you look more ridiculous, maybe. I mean, I could get
it's
on
like
board with that.
It's like there's a room full of people wearing duck costumes and in walks Donald Trump with a goose costume.
Yeah,
and he's like, you're going to make us look silly.
Oh, I wish that's how it went. I really did. I wish everyone was dressed up as a duck.
Anybody who is a conservative, we are going to look absolutely like clowns. It's just a shame.
Awesome. I thought he was going to swear a couple of times.
He wanted to.
He's going
to
be profane.
I want to hear Glenn unleashed.
Oh, shit.
I want to hear Glenn swearing.
Meet him in the shooting range.
Glenn unplugged.
Because that's how they do things in Texas.
Yeah. N-word. Right. No, I'm not suggesting that Glenn Beck is racist. Ladies and gentlemen, we wouldn't do that here on
Has he ever said anything racist? Is he against immigration or what's his main jam?
But do you remember that he was the lone right wing nut job voice that wanted to be nice to those brown kids that were coming from the South?
For those of you, you're all just listening. When I said, is he racist? You looked at me, kind of squinted your eyes and just kind of shook your head like, you know, probably. I mean, I'm sure he is.
I'm sorry we weren't periscoping at that moment.
No, I mean, because you're right. I'm being ridiculous. He's racist, of course.
Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, we had that was our Glenn Beck moment, by the way.
That was a good one.
It's another wonderful... And always...
Totally.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
To find that good... There it is.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
Yes, to a box of dildo.
And I'm sorry that all the Republicans are going to look stupid now that Donald's running.
White people in droves?
But he does change the conversation, right? I mean, does he change the debate among the right?
Well, that's... The thing is... Because of his popularity, he might get into these debates.
He has to.
There are people like a frothy mixture.
Yummy.
Senator Santorum, that fucking ninny, Christo fascist ass wipe.
Boring. He's boring.
Who might not make it onto the stage. He came in second last time to Uncle Magic Underwear.
If you had to pick five, how many do they have in a clown car currently?
12.
12. Okay. Say
official.
If you have to cut it in half, well, six. If you have to pick six, who would you pick? I'll pick first.
Are we entertainment value?
Yes.
Or are we picking what we want?
For us, it's only entertainment value.
Oh, well. Go ahead.
Donald. I pick Donald.
Absolutely.
Who do you draft?
Well, Cruz.
Okay.
Ted Cruz.
Okay, my next pick is, what's that guy, the big fat one? Huckabee.
Yeah. An excellent choice. I'm going to go with Christie.
Ooh, very good. Now, is he officially running? He didn't announce. And the other thing I fucked up, is Rick Perry running?
Not official. Wait, I don't, Jesus
Christ. Because then I throw out Huckabee. I want Trump, then Perry. And I might want Perry, then Trump. Rick Perry is just... Amazing.
I mean, for God's sake, there's 12 of them.
The guy forgot a third of his platform. Actually, more. He forgot it all.
But he's far smarter now.
No, yeah. He's got those glasses.
Officially announced. Yes, Rick Perry has announced. We've got Bush, Cruz,
yes.
Ron Paul, Marco Rubio, Ben okay, wait a second.
Rand Paul.
Did I say Ron Paul?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was excited for a second. Like, well, that guy again? He's great.
Yeah, see? Yeah, Freud. We've got Bush, Cruz, Rand Paul,
yes.
Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Santorum, George Pataki, Lindsey Graham, oh. Rick Perry, and now Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, we got it. Donald Trump is a must-have. Rick Perry is a fucking must-have.
By the way, announcing that he's going to announce,
yes,
Rick, is Scott Walker. So he's a probable definite.
He's a must-have.
Christie also probably. Jindal.
There's too many.
Is a probable.
But we got to have Lindsey.
And Kasich, they're saying, is still probable.
Boring. Fuck off.
Yeah, Kasich's boring.
No. We don't care. Lindsey Graham. We got. Gosh,
damn it.
What?
You picked Lindsey Graham. That upset me.
Oh, I know.
Lindsey Graham on my team. Oh. oh, I'll take Santorum then.
Oh, but yeah.
Ooh. I can't believe I said that.
Gross. Who's left? I want Huckabee.
Well, Bush. Huckabee.
No, I said I wanted to go. Oh, I already picked Perry, correct?
You have Rick Perry and Mike Huckabee, right?
Yeah.
And Lindsey Graham.
I don't know anything about Carly Fiorina. Is she batshit crazy?
Very envious. Yes. Well, and that's another thing they're saying. If Trump is a circus freak and is unqualified to be president, how fucking qualified is Fiorina? There's people out there who say, well, she is a brilliant CEO who managed to fire 30,000 people.
Oh, yes.
And run the stock down at HP.
Yeah. Hewlett Packard.
Ben Carson be a good one. Yeah.
Anybody
right?
in the home printing business, they make printers, they can fuck off. I hate you. Yeah, Ben Carson.
Well, didn't Karl Rove, we played that clip yesterday, crabdiving.com, for yesterday's podcast.
Thumbs us up.
Of Karl Rove not only calling Trump a big flaming idiot, right, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But giving his assessment of who he thought kind of was the upper tier
echelon
and the middle tier and the no fucking chance in hell.
Right. That's a bad criteria. We need the opposite criteria.
Well, his probable upper tier was, and this is scary, Bush, Rubio, Scott Walker.
Ooh. Good Christ.
That's the top tier of the Republicans right
but
now.
Who's going to win? Because I used to think that the most normal Republican to make it out into the primary would be Jeb Bush.
Do you want a prediction this early?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be Jeb Bush.
Oh, I was just going to say I think it's Jeb Bush.
I think he's imploding.
But it's fucking early as shit. And there are a lot of these. They're going to throw all these cats into a box.
Right.
And it's going to...
You think he has the ability to come out looking the most normal?
Less crazy.
Oh.
Right? I mean, he's boring. He's not great. He's not a great candidate. He's not charismatic at all.
I mean...
But he's still got that money behind him and that establishment kind of structure behind him that I don't know, will they be able to fend off the crazy base enough? Or should they, you know, there are some of the GOP who are saying, fuck it, we should just, let's put Ted Cruz up there. Let's go complete batshit.
Right.
See how it goes.
Nobody wants, we can't have him as president. Well, that would be irresponsible as a fucking people to do that. I think if he was going to run for president, that's where our coup would happen.
Cruz?
I think there'd be a military coup and an uprising from the libs. I don't think they'd take it.
I think first there'd be a coup for the Christo fascists. I think first we'd have to
coo-coo-coo-choo.
I think first we'd lose our democracy eventually, and then we'd have to get it back.
Right. Sign of the beast.
As we
in times
turned the reins over to Jesus here. I mean, there's no hiding that he wants to
turn this into
a theocracy. No. His dad thinks he's anointed by the Lord as some new seraphim or whatever, some new angel that's come down from heaven that's going to...
You are seraphim.
It's going to somehow save the United States of America for Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Creepy.
I mean, I don't think that we're ready for Jesus to lead us. I mean, we just had a black president, you know.
Well, I'll take the real Jesus, the fictional character that's purported in the Bible, as opposed to American Republican Jesus, who's armed.
I'd take Ted Neely.
And wearing a three-piece suit and invests heavily in fossil fuels.
Why was the...
Republican Jesus is Gordon Gekko.
Yeah. Why was the coolest Jesus ever? The one from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh shit, that motherfucker. Ted Neely is still at 60 something years old. Rocking
Jesus
out.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Yeah. Tell me what's happening.
Good for him.
I love that musical.
Stick with what you're good at.
God, that's the best Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, easy. I mean, what the fuck happened after that? It was a badass show. Guitars, the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. Phantom. Disappointed.
Boring.
Disappointed. And I can't really give a quote. Well, it's not Andrew Lloyd Webber, but I was going to say at the end of the day, you're another day old.
That's Cameron.
Miz. Yeah.
It's not Cameron Mackintosh. It's whatever.
But the
don't write a letter when you want to leave. Don't leave me on a Sunday. But boring.
I've seen that one too many times.
Right.
What's
your favorite musical? Sunday in the Park with George. You like that one?
I was a big fan of Vampire Lesbians of Sodom.
Oh, yeah.
In Chicago.
That's a good one.
So there you go.
Right.
Donald Trump is possibly the biggest flaming, you know, beep beep that you could possibly imagine, according to Glenn Beck.
Wow. God, I hope Trump gets a nomination, and I hope we get to... Who would be more entertaining for him to debate, Hillary or Bernie?
Bernie. Oh, Bernie.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to see Bernie debate. I mean, I think it's going to be a win for us all.
Right.
Because he's saying things that... I read an article that there's a group of people working for Bernie, you know, volunteers like in Alabama or something, and they're going around...
Slaving for Sanders.
Well, and they don't even know who... People are like, who is Bernie Sanders? You know, and they start... That a couple of these volunteers are talking to these, you know, hardcore Republican regular people in these little towns and shit, and they tell them about what Bernie stands for.
Yeah.
And that they're like, well, I kind of like that, man. Like, you don't tell him he's Democrat, and God forbid, don't use the S word.
Yeah.
Don't say socialist.
No.
And they find themselves saying, well, I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of agree with that.
I want to get paid more. I want to pay less taxes than the 1%.
And that's where they're scared. I mean, I've seen articles where, like, they're saying that Bernie might be leading some fucking revolution, that he may not win the presidency, but that by being out there and having a national stage to get his views out there, people are going to be like, well, you mean we can have it like that? You mean if we put this little tiny tax on every ridiculous giant financial transaction that takes place 1,000 times a minute on Wall Street, that we can pay for everybody's education? Everybody's education. We don't have to raise income taxes.
We don't have to have
sales taxes.
Yeah.
A little tiny tax on these giant billions of dollars that are flying around electronically every second. A little off the top from the top 1% of the 1%.
Will he be able to articulate that and make the dumbasses understand what he's saying?
I hope so.
I mean, you know.
I mean, I don't know how you counter that one. How do you counter... we're going to take off of these derivatives, this bullshit.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Banks are betting billions by the second. Gambling, basically. They're just pulling the fucking slot on the giant bank slot machine with your money.
Well, if you're a Republican, you know how you counter that? You change the conversation. Benghazi, fuck you.
Right. He's a Jew.
Oh, yeah. There's.
Don't forget, Bernie's a Jew. That's the big one they're on. I've seen this all over. And by the way, this is a lie. lie. It's untrue. He's on a list. There's some ridiculous list that goes around the internet every 5 seconds from the right-wing nut jobosphere.
Oh, God.
Of all of these alleged senators and representatives that are also, they have dual citizenship.
Dual.
Israel.
But we love Israel.
I know, but we don't like dual citizenship with it. That's the logic or the illogic.
Yeah.
They're shitting on.
They think that what? We're going to share secrets with Israel?
That if you have a dual citizenship with Israel, that you're less American. But out of the other side of their mouth, they're licking Netanyahu's starfish.
Starfish. Listen, are you also Irish? Aren't you dual?
Me?
You told me you could be, though.
Yeah. I could.
Because
I could have an Irish passport.
You're from Kerry?
Yeah, my grandmother was born in County Kerry.
Why is that the shitty part of Ireland? I don't understand that.
Well, according to the cab driver, he said that's like saying the N-word.
Oh. You like saying you're from Kerry.
I was in Ireland for 10 minutes. Yeah. I had landed. I get into a cab in Dublin, my first trip to Ireland. And a cab driver's like, oh, what are you doing here? Blah, 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 blah. And I said, I'm just visiting. And, you know, I'm my grandmother's Irish and everything. And, oh, what part? County Kerry. Oh. Oh. Don't say that, he said. You might not want to tell people that. Oh, really? Stupid white guy in the back seat says.
Well, you know, what do you know?
Yeah, and I'm quoting here.
Yes.
Well, that would be the equivalent of, you know, like, you're niggers. I was like,
what?
Wow. I've been in Ireland 10 minutes and I've heard the N-word. I've basically been called the N-word.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, God, you know, I just think of racism. This is stupid, but I just feel like.
I was identifying as like, black at that moment.
Oh, yeah. You're like that chick who ran the NAACP.
Right.
Maybe that's what happened to her. I mean, you know, I always think about racism as like an American problem, but obviously it's not. I mean, if you think about it,
racism's
everywhere.
Well, England, remember? I mean, we heard somebody
Hello.
Say Paki, right? I mean,
well, they have those no-go zones, right? Or what are they no-go zones for Arabs?
Bobby Jindal, he's an expert on where the no-go zones are.
And they asked him, well, Bobby, where are they? And he pointed.
Birmingham. Didn't he throw Birmingham under the bus?
Birmingham.
And then Birmingham is like, wait a minute.
What?
We don't have any no-go zones here.
What does that mean? What do they mean by no-go zones? If you're white, you can't go in there?
Sharia. It's where the Muslims have taken over.
Sharia law?
And even the police won't go in because the Muslims are running around with scimitars and shit, apparently beheading people left and right in Birmingham.
Sharia law compliant.
It's not true. 100% not true, by the way.
Right.
And Jindal even said that they were in the United States, right?
Bucky.
Didn't he hint that we had no-go zones here?
Oh, he said it. There are no-go zones in the U.S.
I've talked to people. That's
right.
That, you know, I know somebody who knows somebody.
You know, one
old,
time.
Old Piyush Piyush or whatever you pronounce it.
Who's a lunatic?
That's his first name, you know.
Piyush?
Bobby's. It ain't Robert. Jindal.
Well, he should go with Bobby if he's going to run for president. That's my advice.
Piyush.
Piyush?
Piyush or something
Yeah,
like
don't
that.
Do that.
Which is fine.
Oh, of course.
Go nuts.
But we're not trying to appeal to a bunch of trailer parkers in Alabama either.
Right. Which is why he's out there swinging the giant cross, right?
Oh, yes. He actually, Bobby Jindal, when he does speeches, campaign speeches, he actually is like, you know what, just crucify me, put me up there, and just put the mic right at my mouth. They'll love me more.
Right. You can hear every whimper. There's a headline about Jindal that says, that today he denied clemency to a man who is serving 13 years for possession of 2 joints of marijuana.
Oh, my God. Fuck this guy. You can't vote for him.
Saying that because they felt that he had not yet served 10 years, they weren't going to grant clemency. Two joints of marijuana.
How much longer is he in prison?
He's sentenced to 13. And they're saying that he should have served 10, at least, before we'll think about letting him out.
God, Bobby, I hope it comes out that you're a big pothead or you get caught with, you know, cocaine or something.
I'm sure it makes no difference. The gentleman's black.
Oh, yes, please.
I'm just saying.
It is a backdoor.
I don't know. Some privileged white kid who's CEO's grandson in Baton Rouge,
right?
I'm sure you'd never see the inside of even a fucking courtroom, let alone
a jail, a cell,
a jail for 10 years.
Yeah, speaking of jail, by the way, our new show, Two Cents, which is on the Crab Diving Network. Playing
somebody been jailed from the show?
No. I was reading the
description. Do we have a story? Oh, no. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
One of our guys got arrested. And
shit.
We'll be doing the next, we'll be calling in collect from the next show.
No. They talk about the Cook County jail. And you know, Cook County is the biggest mental health provider in Illinois.
The jail?
Meaning they have a bunch of people in there that are insane that should be in an asylum, but they're getting their meds.
Thank you,
prison.
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ronald Reagan. That's very Christian of you to kick out all of the people, all of the mental health facilities that we had and close those. That's how you save money. Give that money to the rich people. Then we'll all be better.
Well, that vile experience, you're right. It's not very Christian of him, but it's how you would expect a guy that used to train a monkey. That's how you think he would run the country. I mean, it really makes sense. No, he acted with Bonzo.
He didn't even get top billing.
Well, fuck
the
no.
monkey had top billing.
Yeah.
Let's remember that.
Well, I mean, to be fair, In Any Which Way But Loose, starring Clint Eastwood, another lunatic right-wing nut job, who got top billing in that?
Well, I don't know the name of the monkey.
Yeah, you do. Clyde, think about it for Clyde. 2 seconds.
I know, it's Clyde. God damn it.
It's like, yeah, you do.
Right turn, Clyde.
I can even see it in there.
Yeah.
Rattling around.
Fun movies. I'm sad that...
Are those on Netflix?
Is such a batshit crazy lunatic now.
Any Which Way But Loose.
Absolutely.
Our love is Any Which Way But
Jerry, the late, great Jerry Reed.
Did he sing that?
Yep.
Damn.
Oh, wait. Inside fires burning me. Was that Jerry?
Are we going back to your country music band days?
Yeah, we played the fuck out of all of those.
Jerry Reed.
Yeah, absolutely.
He was in
Eastbound and Down.
Smokey and the Bandit, man. He had that great moment where he knocks over all those bicycles, motorcycles of that bicycle gang. He kind of just looks at it. He's like, fuck it. And he runs off after he knocks it over. That's funny.
I was going to say, man, I just looked at Jerry Reed's IMDb, and they have a credit from 2014. I'm like,
what?
Did somebody channel him?
No, maybe someone divorced him.
But in Grand Theft Auto 5, his voice and one of his songs. And then in Archer, they also used Eastbound and Down, so they're giving him a soundtrack.
That's the best way to get a credit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You don't have to do anything.
He died in 2008, no longer.
Do you think he had to send over like an MP3, or did they find it on their own?
Right.
Can you re-record this? What?
He was also in the TV movie, famous TV movie from 1969.
Oh shit!
There was a song about it.
What?
I think the song might have come first.
Yeah.
And they did a movie about the song.
Yeah.
Starring none other than I Dream of Jeannie herself,
Barbara Eden. Yes.
Harper Valley, USA.
Oh my God.
He was in the TV movie Harper Valley, USA.
Wow.
About the Harper Valley PTA.
Okay.
God, could a song like that fly? Because the whole point of the Harper Valley PTA song, right, was that somebody was doing some judging and she knew all the secrets of everybody that was cheating on each other and who was fucking who. And basically, she goes to the Harper Valley PTA, and she's like, "You all shut the fuck up." Who, you know, is kind of the
The
story of the song.
Yeah, and you know what Dolly Parton says about judging,
according to the Hollywood Hick.
What does she say? I almost know it.
If you're judging, you're already sinning, according to the Hollywood Hick.
And if you're sinning, you're judging.
There you go,
something like that.
WWDD. What would Dolly do?
Listen to the Hollywood Hick every day on the fucking sevens and at midnight.
7 a.m., 7 p.m. and at midnight. And then brand new sparkling shows for you on Tuesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m.
As long as he's not too hungover. Just kidding.
He seldom misses.
I know. I'm joking. I'm sorry, Brent.
Actually,
I was kidding.
The last time he made it hungover, he didn't make it because he had to work. He was pissed off. They're working me. They're working me all weekend.
Honestly, a hungover Hollywood Hick's pretty funny. It's pretty fucking funny.
Hollywood Hick with an edge.
Oh, yeah.
Just a tiny little bit. All kinds of other stuff going on in the news. What else have we got? Here, it's a happy birthday.
Yes, thank you.
To the Statue of Liberty.
Oh.
130 okay. years old.
The gray woman, correct?
The Republicans trying to scratch that whole, you know, give us your tired, your poor, your hungry stuff off of there.
Is the Statue of Liberty the gray lady? Or who's the gray lady? Isn't that some English chick?
The New York Times?
No. Oh, yeah. Shit.
The Iron Lady was Thatcher.
Right.
Didn't they call her that?
God, I don't know anything.
Something like that.
Who was Princess Leia?
Right. I've got... Okay. This is from Fox.
Yeah.
Strap in, ladies and gentlemen.
Strap it on.
Stuff those tampons in your ears because they're going to bleed.
Dee-dee-dee-dee. Who are we listening to here? Which dickhead?
This is, you know, the Popey-Dopey.
Popey-Dopey.
It's been leaked. Parts of his We're Fucking the Planet encyclical.
Yes.
Paraphrasing.
Has been leaked.
That would be pretty funny if it's like, if the real name of it is We're Fucking the Planet.
Encyclical.
Popus Franciscus.
Yeah. Do you think he ever says the F word? You know what I mean? You think
I'm sure the Pope swears.
No. You know how many rosaries?
He shits in the morning and wipes and stuff.
Maybe in the woods.
In the afternoon.
Yeah. He's a busy guy.
I wonder what kind of toilet paper they got in the Vatican.
The best.
So, last time we played a clip.
Yes.
We played a clip from Greg Gutfeld. Gutfeld.
Right.
From Fox News.
Luminary.
He had stumbled into the truth with the Duggars.
Ouch.
Remember, he was the one person on the, was it the Five?
Fuck you.
Where he was the one person who was outraged by the Duggars and wasn't defending them. I think he's a big atheist. And I think that might be driving a little bit behind this animosity towards the Pope that he has.
Popity dopity.
He's upset about the Pope coming out and talking about the fact that maybe we should be nice to the planet and not leave it as a steaming shit pile of pollution for our kids and grandkids.
Fuck the Pope. What the fuck does he know?
And that we should be nice to the poor and stuff.
Okay, boring.
The Pope even the other day came out and said something like, actually, the purest of Christians would give away all their money.
Oh, shit.
To the poor.
Fuck that. That's not working over here, man.
Right.
No.
And fake Christian heads in the United States explode because, again, American Republican Jesus ain't nothing like what the Jesus of the Bible was portrayed as.
But, you know, the Pope's obviously forgetting some of the great holy men in our country are pretty fucking rich. Pat Robertson?
Absolutely.
You know, why should he give away all his money? Kissing, I mean, you're in that.
Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know. I think the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
Right.
Is it true that Pat spends 2 days out of the week at least at his diamond mine just checking out, make sure? You know, he grabs his pickaxe.
He does the anal checks personally.
Has he ever been there?
Oh, sure. I'm sure he's been to the... He's been.
Why? There. I mean, to do... Do you think so?
I'm sure at one point he went over there to survey his kingdom and...
God, what a horror scene.
Look at all the dark people working away for the white Buana.
What I think is you probably never go to a diamond mine. I mean, why would you? It's got to be scary armed guards everywhere. It's probably depressing.
I'm sure they have a great snack bar.
I mean, you've got a job. You got a company where you've got a lot of people hungry, poor, no money. And all they do all day is dig in a hole.
And get x-rayed every day when they leave.
It's a real bummer.
Somebody take that kid to the woodshed and let him understand the blessings of discipline.
That's one of our great holy men.
That's one. So the other great holy man that apparently is baffling the pretend Christians of America.
What?
Here's a little bit of
fuck you.
Greg Gutfeld losing his fucking mind about this quote. Marxist Pope. Listen to this music. Oh, coming back from commercial, it's a bunch of white assholes.
Is that Nickelback?
On Thursday, Pope Francis will release a letter to Catholic bishops called an encyclical. This is a message that will focus on the environment, and the pontiff is expected to warn the world about climate change. An Italian magazine has leaked a draft of it, and the Pope is reportedly going to declare that global warming is real and partly caused by humans. He'll also...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's going to declare that global warming is real.
Yeah.
And caused by humans.
Ah, I mean, that's crazy.
And they're outraged.
But he's a chemist. He's a scientist. He can't deny fact. I guess, you know.
Exactly.
About certain things.
Skipping ahead a bit to when the ninnies are talking here on The Five.
Right.
Skeptics to just go along with the program.
The most dangerous person on the planet is somebody who's seeking strange new respect from their...
This is Gutfeld. So he's saying the Pope is the most dangerous person on the planet.
Wait, really?
To go along with the program.
The most... dangerous person on the planet is somebody who's seeking strange new respect from their adversaries. And that is what the Pope is doing. He doesn't want to be your grandfather's Pope. He wants to be a modern Pope. All he needs is dreadlocks and a dog with a bandana, and he could be on Occupy Wall Street.
What? Listen to this asshole.
The fuck?
Because the Pope talked about shit, this heinous dreadlock-wearing shit, like the poor, we should be nice to the poor. We should take care of them. Or, you know what? We're fucking up the planet. Maybe you want to think about not doing that.
What kind of queer dog wears a kerchief?
What a...
Pope, all he needs is...
What a heinous shit pile this Gutfeld is.
Have you ever given Kate a bandana to wear?
Yes.
Really?
She's not into wearing shit.
Oh, yeah. Didn't like it.
Yeah. His dreadlocks and a dog with a bandana, and he could be on Occupy Wall Street. Meanwhile, the media will focus on the right and go, how are the conservative Catholics going to deal with climate change apostles? But you've got to turn that over and go, how is the media going to deal with a Pope who is against gay marriage, strongly against gay marriage, still against condoms, he's pro-life, and he doesn't want female priests? So all the people that are claiming to embrace the Pope are actually ignoring the intolerance that they so claim to condemn among the conservatives. So you see, this is...
Oh, God, how about this logic?
Yeah, this guy is
how
just...
About, yeah.
He's on fire.
This stretch of logic.
Do you hear the energy in his voice?
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
I think he hates religion in general, which I respect, but to tie it into this craziness that the Pope is just trying to look good to his enemies and trying to be popular.
Right.
All the people that are claiming to embrace the Pope are actually ignoring the intolerance that they so claim to condemn among the conservatives. So you see, this is rather confusing for this Pope. And also, he came out against the Charlie Hebdo attacks. What did he say? He criticized the cartoonists.
Excuse me. I'm going to move a little bit.
So
it's really scary.
There you go. Anyway,
when a bunch of white people start laughing,
there's a black guy.
Oh, is there? Oh, my mistake. Jesus.
It's
scary when these right wing nut jobs, they all start making each other laugh. Ugh, so douchey.
And that that is
dish chills.
The Five. No, that's...
What is that?
The Five, yeah.
That's the name of a
program. That's another panel show.
Yeah.
It's five people, but instead of four vaginas and a penis, like, outnumbered...
Yeah.
This is a vagina, penis, penis, vagina, penis.
They've got a cock majority.
They,
barely.
Of course. Right.
Yeah.
And one of them is Kimberly Guilfoyle, who they put on the end with high heels... And that Roger Ailes approved.
Yes.
At least 3 inches above the knee skirt.
Look for her on FHM.
She's a serious.
Yes.
Journalist. So there you go. They're freaking the fuck out.
Just because the Pope says climate change is real.
They can't handle it.
This is nuts.
Can't handle it. And now he's a fucking, he's a Marxist. Yeah. He's a Marxist. Because, you know, help the poor. And let's take care of the goddamn planet.
You know, maybe if anybody on the right is listening, this might help you. Mm. People think you're stupid because you guys do and say stupid things.
Right. Right. We heard Glenn Beck talking about it earlier.
Oh, yeah.
That, Glenn, it's not irony, but I mean the ridiculousness of Glenn.
Irony.
Pointing out
that
somebody is crazy and possibly... tainting the wonderfully pristine image of the grand old party.
Right. Well, Glenn Beck's not really into irony. He's into ironing. I mean, have you seen his shirts?
Somebody irons.
I mean,
for
somebody.
Him.
Some
you
brown
don't think, person irons.
You
for
don't
Glenn
think he
Beck.
Wakes up early and presses his shirts?
Yeah, I think
starches.
Not. I'm thinking not. I'm thinking Glenn ain't really big on the whole. I'm gonna do shit myself.
Ring up my fluffer.
It builds character.
Oh yes.
Every morning, I straighten my pubic hair.
Oh, gross.
So I think that might be about what we have today.
On that note,
well, we can. I've got a really quick story
oh,
here.
Perfect.
This is about comedy, actually. This is. Don't forget. Check out Rated R Comedy. Find out where Ryan's going to be doing some comedy.
I'm all over the place.
At a club near you.
I'm doing a show on Father's Day. Actually, it's called Daddy's Trashy Daughter Show or something
this
stupid like that.
Coming Sunday, is
this? Oh, my God. Whenever Father's Day is, I don't know. Everybody's
it's usually
supposed,
Sunday, right?
For some reason, everybody's supposed to dress up really trashy. I don't understand.
Ah,
fuck that. I'm going to wear a flannel with jeans.
So I just thought this was interesting. This is a guy who... He says he is into absurdist experimental comedy.
Yummy. Oh, God. How horrible.
But he's done a show called 7 Minutes in Purgatory.
I love it.
Which is where stand-up comedians perform to a camera in a soundproof room.
Okay.
While the audience watches from a live feed.
Oh, do we get paid?
So there's no feedback or anything.
No. Who cares?
It's really very bizarre. But he goes on to talk about, and there's one of Kyle Kinane actually doing a part of 7 Minutes in Purgatory.
Kyle Kinane's always funny. It doesn't matter.
When you have somebody funny doing it, but they start talking about how weird it is for to have no feedback.
Oh, yeah.
Stand there basically in a room.
Right. It's great.
Talking to a microphone and have zero feedback. So as a stand-up.
You know,
put that up on our Facebook.
Kyle Kinane's got that great joke about those two bunnies in the middle of the park fucking each
That's
other.
It's animated, right? Yeah.
So funny. Oh, God.
We got
hilarious.
We got to wrap it up here, ladies and gentlemen, on this crab diving hump day, right? We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Tide Coast. Don't forget to download us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher. Go there, leave us a great review.
And so say we all!
Or you can get us at crabdiving.com. All of our social media buttons are also there. And don't forget, if you're going to buy shit, buy it through Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon or go to crabdiving. Just click on the Amazon button and buy your shit, motherfucker.
Please.
Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing comedy. Find out where and when, Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Theme, some kind of a Father's Day theme.
Wear a toga.
Go to RatedRComedy.com or at RatedRComedy on the Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Back tomorrow live, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.